So now he has this pain in his knees. I'm thinking he's just growing, but the pain is getting worse. And so we started 3 years of medical searching. And I'm sorry if I get
No.
teary about it, because it's still amazing. It's still a very difficult time to think about.
I have tissues if you want.
Nah, I think I should be able to get a grip
Okay, fine.
after all this time. The first specialist insisted that it was Lyme. We moved on to a neurologist. They thought it might be ALS or all those other horrible things. They did nerve conduction studies where, thank God, I didn't know what it was when we went in, where they'd literally just apply electricity to all your nerves and see if you feel electrocuted. Finally, to make a long story short, oh, they did spinal taps. We went to a rheumatologist at HSS. And the whole me was right out of a TV show with the cowboy boots and the entourage and the whole thing. And he diagnosed Gregory as having something called spondyloreopathy, which is a form of rheumatoid arthritis. And whatever he put him on seemed to help. But throughout all of this, Gregory didn't go to high school. He couldn't get out of bed, or wouldn't. So I went through all of that possibility. How much of this is psychosomatic? How much is physical? Is there an issue of depression? Does he have friends? All that horrible stuff. Yes, he did have friends. He would play video games with them all night because he wouldn't get up, so then he was wide awake. So then we had a whole sleep hygiene issue where, he wasn't going to bed until 2 or 3 in the morning because he'd been sleeping until noon but he would manage to get to the tests, and he would get in there when he could, periodically. We didn't know if he was going to graduate. And when I called his guidance counselor and I said, I'm furious at him, but it really doesn't seem fair that he learned whether or not he's graduating from high school by whether or not the gym teacher hands him his tickets or says, sorry, there aren't any tickets for you. So she scrambled around and found out that yes, he was graduating. So that was good. We looked at colleges, but I kept saying, you can take a gap year if you want. He said, no, I want to go. We found he was looking for a college that had a lot of research. So we found Case Western, which has an excellent research program, and also they video all of their freshman classes. So we thought, well, that'll be good if he can't get out of bed. And got through his freshman and I think half his sophomore year. And then I like to say he's taking the scenic route through college. And so he's taken a leave of absence. Periodically, he says he's registering for classes again, but then there's always something that happens that he didn't get registered in time.
So he's still struggling? He still is this like a something he's gonna have to deal with for
He's gonna have to.
is this
I don't.
arthritis?
He won't. He won't talk about it. The only. The only hint I get is when I walk behind him and watch him walking, and I'll say, "How are you feeling?" And I'm fine. And all you could do is just sort of let them know, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. But now we're going to tie therapy to money. We're worried. He's 24, got the graduation of the other child coming along. I don't want to look back when he's 40 and go, oh my God, why did we let him spin his wheels? Because we want him to do this himself.